well, we've just sat down to do the podcast and my watch has decided to tell me I need to stand up because I've done absolutely nothing all day.
We had fish and chips.
Yep. I've done, how many steps have I done? Oh, 5,400.
Well, that's all right.
No, it's not. You're supposed to do 10.
Well, we met someone yesterday that said they only did 300 steps or something in a day. So that's better than
that. They were 70, babe.
Yeah.
A very young, hot 70, may I add. But that's not the point. The point is we should be doing 10. And we walked loads today. We walked all around that lovely village.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome.
Oh, hi.
To episode 18 of our podcast.
God, it was hard work.
This is three podcasts in a row, which to some members of our Instagram
already
family,
stressing that we've not done three in a row.
Oh, you haven't fucking dropped one this weekend.
Hey, chill out.
Jeez, chill out. It's difficult for us, isn't it?
We can't be arsed.
we can't be arsed. And you keep forcing. You know what we're like? We are like some...
We're people pleasers.
Racehorse. Where you, this is a really weird thing I'm going to say. We are like some racehorse and the people on Instagram are like our jockey who keeps slapping us around the arse going, you need to do this or else. Let's go over the, I don't know. It's been a long week.
We just looked at each other 10 minutes before this going, oh God.
Yeah, I know. It's a difficult thing to do.
We're not in factory.
No.
We're just talking bollocks. Why are we finding it so...
I don't know.
I'm so lazy, Neil. I'm just so lazy. Like, I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get back to bed. Like, I'm looking forward to the evening.
I think we discussed that in last week's podcast.
So bad.
That was one of the things that pisses me off about you. Anyway, welcome to episode 18. Bit of a down start, but I think we can get there over the next however long we can be asked to talk. So on the list today, there's some good stuff on the list.
Is there?
Yeah, there is, yeah.
Words from the 80s that you don't say now.
What the fuck? That's not even on my list.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I thought of in the week because I followed a car and it had a number plate and it was boff.
Boff.
And that's what I used to call, well, people when
what?
I was a teenager.
Oh, boffing. Like, oh, yeah, you boff.
When was the last time you said boff?
Do you know what, actually?
Have you boffed?
Have
not
I what?
You boff.
What?
A boff isn't a person. A boff is a fart.
Oh, no, it's not. It's a boffin. Oh, you're such a boff.
Oh, you Southerners are so weird. Boff is a fart. Oh, okay, he's boffed.
No, he's not boffed.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, who's boffed?
No. Do you know what this
you're
is?
You're so weird down south.
This is an interesting Instagram poll. Let's find out
what's a boff?
What people think a boff is.
Do you know
is.
What a saff is in Staffordshire?
No.
A scrubber. Someone that's a bit low of means.
Not just in Staffordshire.
Saffy.
It's funny you should say this because last week, was it last week at the caravan? It was last week at the caravan. Got a story about that to tell you about as well. My mate spammed.
Who's your mate Spam?
No, not my mate Spam. My mate spammed.
Which means hit the deck. No.
You're talking about 80s words.
What does spam mean?
Come here. Just move.
Do
your
I have to actually move physically
your microphone.
Move?
Hold on. Move your microphone out of the way. Put your head here. No, put your head here. Put your head. No, I'm not going to do anything. Spam. That's a spam.
Is it?
Yeah. Are you telling me you didn't spam people?
No.
Spam on the head. Spam.
Well, you've made that up.
No, I'm not. Okay, another one.
Was this a Portsmouth thing?
No, if you've spammed somebody in your life, please leave us a comment in Instagram. There's Tate with a plate in the background, perusing the fridge yet again. Bear with me a second. Tate, stay out of the fridge! Jeez.
There's nothing but eat all day.
Just literally non-stop eating at the moment.
I mean, it's impressive.
Yeah, if you've got any more, then please leave it on our Instagram. Fucking hell, what a random way to start
the
podcast. Well, it's not on our list, so...
I'm not going to do anything. Spam.
So last week... Last week, you're fired. Last week, it was
we did some rather impressive
impressions of Lord Sugar. Yeah, what do you do? I don't like you. You're fired. You are as well.
But we found out we can do someone else now.
Yeah, it happened exactly the same on another program this week where we were both watching it and then...
Didn't watch it for doing this impression the whole time.
Yeah.
So I had no idea what was going on in the program because we were too busy going, that is lovely.
That's lovely.
That's lovely and lovely battery.
Lovely battery. So we were watching MasterChef this week, or not watching MasterChef, as it turned out to be. And every time someone cooked something, we would come out
for
with
Greg. Yeah, every time Greg was on the screen, that's
lovely buttery. Oh, that's lovely.
I like what you've done with the spice.
Now, listen, if you're listening to this podcast from outside of the UK and you've never watched MasterChef before, that is a
you'll know exactly who we're talking about.
That's a brilliant impression. So Greg Wallace is this ex-greengrocer.
You know what? I love my desserts. I don't know who that was.
He's an ex-greengrocer. No, that's Jimmy Savile. Please don't do Jimmy Savile. Please don't say that either. Do not say anything like this. We're back to Greg Wallace. And they're not linked. So Greg Wallace, ex-green, I don't know how we got there, ex-greengrocer on MasterChef has, you know, the kind of same opinion about everything. It's either buttery and lovely or that is sweet. That is lovely.
Is your fondant going to ooze? Yes.
Oh, that is gooey in the middle. Gooey's another
gooey,
one, isn't it?
Buttery and gooey.
Gooey, yeah. I wonder who it's going to be next week for us.
Not Jimmy. You won't let
no,
me.
No, please, please don't.
And I do a cracking
no,
Jimmy.
No. What?
I'm delirious.
Yeah,
with,
we are a bit delirious
with
this week.
Just tiredness and can't be botheredness.
You know, the reason why sometimes we're late with the podcast or
not doing it at all for weeks.
Or before we started this podcast, we never worked together was because we couldn't work together. And actually, over this period of time since we started this podcast, 40s, and, you know, it's been quite a moment that actually the first time in our lives, you know, I'm 47, you're still in your late 20s.
Thank you, baby.
We've been able to do something together, like, you know, in...
And not fall out too much.
Yeah. And...
Until
we started another podcast... which is alongside this podcast, but it's like a family podcast for the area that we live in.
It's more sensible. It's more professional. This one is a bit more like just you and me chatting.
This is a bit like, you know, the other podcast I like to think of as I'm Philip Schofield and you're Holly
it's
Willoughby.
It's the one show.
No. It's This Morning.
Okay.
Right. It's This Morning, the other podcast. And this is like Celebrity Juice in the evening when Philip Schofield's a little
gets
bit, you
a
know.
Bit swearing.
Yeah. Bollocks, you know, and
ooh,
all that.
Philip Schofield said shit.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff like that. So the other podcast, which sits way over there, which you can go and listen to if you want to, and I'm sure you can find it somewhere. It sits over there in a nice family-friendly little pen, but recording it isn't like the most simple
thing. We row big time, don't we?
I mean, I suppose we row on this podcast. Not on that podcast. We do that off the podcast.
We have to pretend we like each other. It's a bit like if you were working on...
Hold on a minute.
And you didn't like the person.
Yeah.
And they was like, we're coming back from the break now. And you had to put a smile on and be lovely to that person, even though you didn't like them. That's a bit like what we have to do on that podcast.
So what...
Like
so
you...
I'm trying to work this out and unpack this.
Fuck you, up and I'll want to go, oh, you dickhead.
So what... So what does that mean? We don't like each other on this podcast?
No,
or?
I think we like each other on this one.
Okay.
You're funny on this one.
Right.
And I don't have a fake laugh on this one.
So we thought it would be good to play you some, some of the outtakes of that other podcast. And these...
you're very stern when we're doing that. Like, you're very intense. You're not.
Well, it's
important
we get things right.
But so you're not intense on this one because you don't care if it's.
Well, no, I do care, but.
You've never shouted at me doing this one.
Really?
I don't think so. Maybe at the start.
You've shouted at me.
Yeah.
But on the other one, yeah, I think it needs to be more professional. So there needs to be, you know, a certain level.
I find that quite a challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. So we thought you would like some of the bloopers. So here goes. In your diary maybe for later in the year, but you're first up, Saffron.
So we're going to go to G Live first, which is an incredible venue. Big artists turn up there. I mean, you'll be interested, Neil, this summer. Simply Red. Yes, no?
Really? Why are you saying Simply Red?
Because I'm trying it's to not act fucking, yeah, but natural.
That's my third one, you prick.
Where?
Marty Pello and G Live.
Not Red, Simply Red. Will you just let me be natural, please?
Okay.
Go.
Now you can see how much of a challenge.
I think I was very professional, to be honest.
Do you?
Yes. I was the one getting ratty that you weren't doing it right.
Hmm. Do you know what? Just thinking about it, you know, we were in the car today with your... You're doing it now. You're doing it now. You just picked up your phone. I'm talking to you. You've gone completely off on another tangent, not listening to me. Correct or not correct?
How long have you known me? I've got a very short attention span. And if you don't grip me, I will drift off and look at a butterfly.
And I've worked out where it comes from, which is your mother. So we were in the car. You're doing it again. Don't fucking do it again. Stop looking at your fucking phone. Look at me in the eyes, not around the eyes, straight in my eyes. Okay. So we're in the car, back of the car with your mum today. Mm-hmm. And we're talking, again, we're not going to get into politics, but we're talking about Vladimir Putin, right? So pretty much the worst thing you can talk about right now with the atrocities going on in the world. And I was saying about an Elon Musk interview that happened this week, where Elon Musk said, even though he has 207... You're struggling to stay with me.
I'm glazing over here.
Even though he had $274 million...
Billion dollars.
And is regarded...
See, I am listening.
Regarded...
And I do know, when you tell me stuff about Elon Musk, I don't just completely ignore everything. I find some of it quite interesting.
He is the world's richest man. And he was asked... Do you think Vladimir Putin has more money than you? To which he said yes, right? So we're talking about that. Your mum says something about Putin. Oh, yeah, I think it's, you know, really bad about that, Putin. These are really nice trousers, aren't they? Literally, the same sentence, no join, no seam,
no
nothing,
comma.
Nothing, no, there's no grammatics in there at all. Just, yeah, that Putin's a really bad person. Nice trousers they are, aren't they? And I'm like, what the fuck? Where did that? And then it all literally pieced together. I was like, that's exactly where you got it from.
I understood what she was saying.
Well, why do you... But it was two conversations rolled into one very quick sentence.
Is it hurting anybody?
No, I guess not.
What is your problem with it?
Nothing. I suppose she
wanted to tell me my trousers were nice. Yeah. And as she was saying about Putin, she noticed how nice my trousers were.
Brilliant.
And wanted to get that point across. So she got it out without a breath.
Okay.
It might be a woman thing. It might just not be my family thing. It might be a woman thing that, I don't know. Like, my grandma walked in one day and went, you'll never guess who's died.
Right.
Stephen Richardson. And there's pairs at Morrison's for 49 pence.
See?
It's a woman thing.
Right, you're doing it again. What are you looking at?
I am looking at the effing list.
Oh, right, okay. Okay, all right. No, fair point. Look me in the eye and tell me honestly.
What's that?
No, I know that's the list, but did you just clear an Instagram at the top?
No.
You liar.
I was looking at what was on the list.
Stop smiling.
You're just jealous because I'm popular.
Yeah, of course.
Getting messages and shit.
It's crap in the UK, isn't it?
Not always. When the sun comes out, it's amazing.
Yeah, but like heating's well expensive.
Oh, you mean just life in general?
Yeah, like everything at the moment.
Everyone's down. Everybody feels down at the moment.
So I've been thinking about whether we should go and live in Spain.
I know you do this. You do.
I drift off a bit.
You have a bit of a thrombi some days, and you go, oh, let's go and just open a bar and.
So I was thinking about
this more. Go and sell coconuts and stuff.
Not necessarily coconuts. Where did that come from?
I don't know. Just can see you on the beach. Coconuts.
But I was thinking it would be cool, wouldn't it, to go and live in Spain?
I must admit it's growing on me. Like the thought of sunshine a lot more feels good.
Because I was thinking like, you know, we could run this bar in this perfect romantic, you know, theory I have
small
in my mind.
Little cove in Mallorca.
Not necessarily like, you know, just one of the ones that were on Bargain Brits on Channel 5.
I'm not going to run one of them.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, no, I'm not too bothered about whether it's in inverted commas classy or not.
Oh, no, I am.
No.
I'm not going to run one of those.
I want to run a bar like that. That's simple.
Red Lions.
Like everything's too difficult at the moment. Really difficult.
I'm still not going to run a pub like that over
And I
there.
Reckon go. We'll go over there.
Oh, it's the Bentleys. Look, got a union flag outside.
It's perfect, isn't it?
No.
And Tate can sit outside.
Oh, Tate would love it.
Right? In the sunshine, drinking Coke. Mm-hmm. And everyone would be like, oh, it's Tate. Lovely Tate.
He would become a bit of a feature, wouldn't he? He would a mascot.
Everyone would love him in the local municipal. And they would come over and they would sit down, have a nice drink. You'd be there with your penny on.
I've got the figure for it.
What do you mean by that?
I haven't. No, I've got the figure to be a barmaid.
Have you?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
What's a bar? Well, a classic vintage barmaid
vintage
look like?
Barmaid.
Blonde.
Yeah.
Big hair.
Yeah.
Big tits.
Okay.
A bit loud and sweary.
Well, this is at the moment. This is the perfect thing we stick on the flyer. Blonde. Big tits.
Big hair.
Cheap drink.
And really dirty. Sailor mouth. That's me.
I was just thinking. Would you know? It just sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. The weather in this country is not brilliant. We need like 70% more sun to make it great.
And if we were over there all the time, and people were just coming in, and we were making like substandard roast dinners. Substandard English roast dinners with chitty mash and massive Yorkshire puddings.
Frozen potatoes.
I think, you know, life would be a lot simpler and a lot better.
And there's really cheap wine over there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, we haven't actually drunk a lot this week. We've been incredibly good, which has been difficult. You know, we've not had any wine at all week, which for us is quite big, actually.
Yeah, that's bad that we're admitting that.
And I must admit, I know this is going from a story of being to Spain, but honestly, I think that you have looked incredible this week.
Oh, Neil.
And I think that not having any wine has...
made me less haggard.
No.
Exactly that. I look less haggard because I'm not as dried out like
I think you've been
husk.
Like, you've looked pretty, you look really pretty and vibrant every day.
Oh,
it's all right, don't worry.
It's the hard drugs I'm taking.
This like, you know, nice bit of me giving you compliments will pass.
It's that crack cocaine I'm taking.
Yeah, so, you know, well done to us. But anyway, back to that story in Spain. We'll get pissed every single day. Shitloads of wine, well cheap, Tate outside. I might go
chips
for a little...
Chips in a basket.
Yeah, scampi and chips in a basket. We'll have like a menu del dia special of the day. And then we'll just go back to our villa every night. Little splash in the pool. And then we'll open up the next day. Doesn't it sound so much better than...
Yeah, it does.
...than life as it is at the moment? It's not going to happen, is it?
No. I'm looking at Dan's dungeon on the list.
I know. How scary was that?
That was frightening.
Do you know,
we're not here to say that we're experts on radio anymore. We've been out of the game for a long time.
Yeah.
We couldn't be programmers. I mean, you got offered quite a few times to be head of programming, didn't you, at radio stations? when you were younger, yeah. Didn't you always get sort of nearly talked into management quite a few times?
No.
Did I dream this?
What's going on?
I thought you always used to keep getting offered jobs to like do more of the programming.
No, I don't know. Are you on some sort of LSD? Mm. No.
Must have been the ex.
I know exactly. Right.
No, it's just we were listening to some radio coming back from your mum's house.
Yeah, I think we need to qualify what radio.
That's an important factor.
Yeah, this is incredibly important. So we were listening to a local BBC station. Again, if you're listening to this podcast from outside of the UK, a local BBC radio station is normally for older members of the generation, and they would... Yeah, it's
kind slow of, paced.
I don't mean it's, this any disrespectful. Disrespectful.
Oh no, there's a place for it.
Yeah, it's just it's not like
easy listening.
Your hot hits radio station. It's just something a little bit easier. Have some gardening programs.
Oh, they love talking about gardening.
Love that, don't they?
Baking,
bit of food and drink. Bit of gardening
it's ace.
Programs.
It's great if that's what you're in the mood for. It's
absolutely.
Brilliant.
Absolutely. So what the fuck was happening Friday evening? So we tuned in to a BBC station. I'm not going to name exactly the one, but though we are giving the name of the programme, so you could probably do a search and find out where it is. Now, my past has been doing dance music. That's my passion. Though, I mean, I can't believe that.
It wasn't even late at
night.
No,
it was like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the evening. Now, normally, if you were listening to something like Radio 1 in the old days, well, nowadays you've got Danny Howard and people like that, you would have Pete Tong and the
amazing.
Essential Selection, and you would have this kind of warm-up into your night.
So you'd have dance music, but it was
sure.
less like the daytime playlist,
yes.
which was, you know, all your yep. new hits and all of that.
Yep.
And then you'd get into sort of more of the dance music, but it would build...
Yeah, it was a journey into the weekend. And don't forget, it's very important that on those radio stations that did that, it was targeting people that were going out.
Yes.
You know, so younger generation.
Yeah.
And this particular radio station we switched on, Tate was like kind of in the passenger seat, you were in the back, and he was, you know, playing on his stuff, and we switched it on just to, you know, we wanted something just a little bit easy to drive to, and it came out the blocks like it was techno, wasn't it? Well, no, it was like sped up house, but like proper. We are going for a rave at 6:30. We're going out, right? And we were like, "What the is this?"
And they come off the back end of like a garden show.
Well, they come off the end of like probably like kind of Lost Cats and stuff, you know. And again, not trying to be disrespectful, but it was just so out of the ordinary. We did, and it's called Dance Dungeon, right? Like, and I was like, "Why have they called it Dance Dungeon?"
Dance Dungeon.
No, that's all it did, wasn't
really
it?
Really creepy.
Dance Dungeon. I was like, fuck, what? Is this? And then we started talking about it and we're like, is this below some geezer's house? And there is a dungeon there and everyone's walking around in gimp masks and vulcanized rubber jock straps and briefs. And we were like, what is going on?
Who's listening to it though? Can you imagine? Like Linda's been listening to the garden program and then some bangers come on. Like, I mean, we're old, but we can take dance music and we can properly go for the we can still go for it. But even you and I were like, this is mental. This is like everybody's dropped an E.
Well, I was thinking like Linda must be chewing her face off right now at 7 o'clock in the evening. What's going on?
There's John, I can't keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, it's Grandad John's like taking his like teeth out, so he's like gums are going everywhere. What is kicking off here?
Never planted so many roses in my life.
Yeah, exactly. Plant. And it was just like, you know, it was just the weirdest experience. And it was just so out of place on that Friday night and so early and so unexpected that it was hilarious driving for about 30 minutes.
I'm listening again next week.
Mate, I am the biggest Dance Dungeon fan in the world. Search it out, guys. Maybe drop this, whoever does the show, a message to just say, I don't know, send them a message saying you're Linda and you really enjoyed the gardening program. But 6:30 in the evening, you go into a different persona and you just get off your nut. Please do that for us. We'd love it. is not the greatest podcast in the world, by the
no,
way.
No,
no. It's fucking false bollocks, isn't it?
What, should we get rid of some of it?
I don't know. No, I don't think we... Like, it's not long enough.
It doesn't matter. It does.
It can't be fucking 10 minutes. People will shout at us.
You're scared of Instagram. Yeah. Oh, God. Are we still here? Have you got anything else on your list to talk about?
You know how my wedding ring is on my finger and my finger's so fat now that I can't pull it off?
I don't think you've ever had that ring off.
In the early days when it went on, it could come off.
Right.
Now it can't come off, only if I cut it off. And I'm not going to cut it off.
Are you all right with that? Like, is your finger all right underneath?
Yeah, it moves. It moves.
Babe, look at it.
I know it moves, but...
You've got a dent in your finger.
Yeah, but it won't go over my knuckle.
Does that not give you anxiety? That would give me anxiety, not being able to get something
but
off.
But I did have a dream the other night about it.
Right.
And it came off.
What does that mean?
It slipped off easy.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't think that's a good omen, is it?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, you're hoping that it'll come off. And you don't want to be married anymore. Because they say in dreams, you know, because I was telling my sister today, we saw this whippet run past the pub.
Yeah.
Which my mum said, oh, look at that llama. Random. And it was running really quickly.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I often dream that that's how I run.
What like a whippet?
Like, I'm running in my dream away from somebody, like running normally, and I can't get anywhere. So I go on all fours and I can run really quickly. So I wonder whether I was like a dog in a past life.
You've also talked about the dreams that you have with people with dogs' heads.
Yeah, I don't have really sensible dreams. They're bizarre. They're a bit, you know, drug taking type. I don't take drugs.
Not right now. No.
But they like really random, like Ripon Cathedral will just like fly past me and stuff like that. It's
right.
Yeah. And I have a lot of radio dreams. I had one where I was doing one for you and the playlist was like really random. There was like odd songs that I'd never heard of and you kept shouting at me that I was putting these songs on that I'd never heard of, and I was like, we'll get a better playlist. It was just very stressful.
Right.
I find people won't get this unless they've had a job like that.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
Do you not dream about school or anything?
No, like, I don't dream about school.
You see, I dream
so you were talking about this earlier today that you were dreaming about
school. I dream about like not having my uniform ready and not knowing where my timetable is, and then I'm going in my dream, why am I still at school? I'm 40. Like, I'm actually telling myself.
Right.
You don't do that, do
no,
you?
No, I don't.
You
do that.
Have really quite.
No, I don't. I have
boring dreams. If I'm honest, they're quite normal. Like, you'll go to the shop and get a bag of chips and come home and go, Saf, I've just had the weirdest dream that I bought a bag of chips, and I'll go, what? That's normal. That's like what you do in normal life. I had the head of a dolphin. I was building a road made out of peas. You know, it's like yours are really dead normal and you go, oh, they're so weird. It was so weird. I tried a pair of shoes on.
But I did get my wedding ring completely off, over the knuckle, straight away, slipped off. And
did it upset you or did you feel quite relieved?
There's something to be said
about that.
No, I quite liked it coming off my finger.
Right.
Yeah, but I put it back on my finger.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you want to try and get it off, like in real life?
No, it'd have to be cut off.
Okay. Would you prefer to like not have it strangling your finger like that?
No, it's all right. Mm. I think I think my finger's blood flow has changed after all these years.
You know that black finger?
Yeah. So I think I would rate this podcast this week
6.5 out of 10.
No, mate, that's well too high.
Really?
Yeah, I'm talking 4.5.
No, it's better than
4.5.
Well, we're gonna have
or potentially a 4.2.
Oh no, it's higher than that.
Really?
Yeah, I was a little bit funny earlier, I think.
Okay, all right. A 5. Split it down the middle with a 5.
It's a bang average.
Okay.
Sorry about that, guys, but you put us under huge amounts of pressure on Instagram to do it. So this is what you get.
Yeah, it's your fault that if you're now going, that was shit today. It's your fault. It's your fault. You got no one more to blame than you.
Yeah.
Right? So have a bloody good look at yourself and say, right, okay, maybe I'll give them less pressure in the future.
Exactly.
Whatever you're doing this week, have a great week. We got a busy one. We will try and do a fourth podcast in a row next weekend. Remember, and we haven't talked about this for a couple of weeks, it means a lot to us if you give us a review on Apple.
A good one.
Yeah,
would
please
be nice.
A good one. Don't go.
Don't be a prick and put one star. Come on now.
Now listen, there has been some people that are like, yeah, fucking one star. These guys are shit.
Has it?
Well, they haven't said that, but they've given us a one star. What does that mean?
That we're shit.
Exactly. Like, if you think we're shit, don't come back. Mm. Yeah? Just go away with your happy little life and find someone else to listen to.
And go and listen to, I don't know,
Shag Married Annoyed, which is a good podcast.
It's a very good
podcast. Off Menu. Happy Place with Fern Cotton. That Luana podcast where they shout a lot. Mm-hmm. That one. I mean, these are all like kind of recommendations. Neil and Saf's kind of recommendation. Just fuck it. Like, don't give us one star. Just don't do anything.
We don't need that negativity.
Don't
in our
subscribe.
Lives.
Piss off. Go and see something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you do give us a nice review, thank
we
you.
We will
very
give
much.
You 500. No.
Yeah. We will give you £500,000 to the best review on Apple.
Terms
really
and
good.
Conditions apply.
Yeah. And we're dedicating this podcast this week to Mike Allen, who is the most aggressive Instagram follower every week, who just fucking swears at us and goes, where's the fucking
He's like
podcast?
Our boss. I quite like it. I feel
Actually,
like we've got a boss.
Do you know what? We should get him on one week and see.
Come on then, Mike.
Yeah, come on then, Mike. You be fucking funny. Come on. Anyway, it's
we love you really.
Yeah, it's been fun, isn't it?
Yeah, we were not in a great frame of mind for it.
No.
I think we should have an early night, crack on with the rest of the week, hopefully, you know,
oh,
hope
by the
for
way,
better things.
And by the way, I know what you did earlier on. I know what you did earlier
Jesus.
On. Which was really good.
God, that could be anything.
No, you and I saw it on your face.
I didn't mean to steal it.
You said, do you want a cup of tea? Didn't you? And
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Because I can read you like a book. You went, do you want a cup of tea? And I went, yeah, right then.
I genuinely wanted a cup of tea.
Yeah, I know. But that stopped us having a drink this
evening.
And
is that a good thing?
I think that's a brilliant thing.
You don't want one now?
Yeah. Have a good week, everyone.
Ta-ra.